Gatrobbing Roust along from Bivouac, center in a lane, into Fane. Eduardo at the 300 metres, a length clear. Nature's Drift been in his slipstream, giving chase. Two off to Aubrey on her. Classique Legend four off. The grey flash is starting to cut loose. Here he comes. Classique Legend storms to the front and kicked away. The grey flash is now an Everest legend. Bivouac home to second. Photo for third. Trekking and Guitra.
Oh, the grey flash is an Everest legend. Well, Kieran McAvoy is already an Everest legend three times over. It is quite remarkable to think in four runnings of the Everest, Kieran McAvoy has won it three times. Kieran, congratulations once again.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. It was an unbelievable day, and what a win by the grey horse.
Are you pinching yourself that they've brought this race into Australian racing worth $15 million and you've won three of the four?
it's been an amazing race for me, that's for sure, and pinching myself, definitely. I've been lucky enough to get on some good horses, and Red Bell was fantastic, and this horse yesterday, Saturday, he was, we were confident he was going to run really well, but obviously it was a high quality race, so we were out there, a tiny bit reserved as to whether he can get the job done, but he showed that with that fast speed on and ridden properly, he was able to really power home, and we come from a long way off them, and I was a tiny bit worried at the 500 when I looked up and seeing how far they were in front, but he's got that amazing turn of foot. He was able to, soon after pushing the button, 50 yards later, I thought I've got this race won, amazing feeling.
It was quite incredible because he was breathtaking in as far as what you said. He had that race under control so quickly in a matter of strides. Were you surprised at how quick they went? We know it's an Everest, but they seem to be going remarkably fast.
Yeah, I was. I must admit, I knew there would be obviously some pressure, but that was the quickest 1200 round that I've ridden in, and he was able to just enjoy that speed and pop out with after having a bit of cover, pop out, and as you said, he looked the winner 300 out, so. Great job by Les and Carmel, and unfortunately that we're losing off our tracks here in Australia. He's off to Hong Kong, which is a shame, but obviously he's Hong Kong owned, so it was always going to be the case at some stage.
That performance that he put in the Everest on Saturday, you've been on so many good horses like Red Zell, but is that the most devastating performance you've been associated with from a sprinter?
Yeah, from a sprinter, I think he's probably the best sprinter I've ridden, and he's always had this unbelievable amount of ability, and as a young horse, he's just got a great temperament, and he knows exactly what his job is, and he's been a dream to be a part of his early career, and he's got the world ahead of him now.
And for you, Kieran, you've got to make good on a deal, I believe. I've been reading that you still haven't bought that pool for Kathy and the kids after winning the second Everest. So what are you going to have to do now?
Yeah, I know. I'm still trying to find the shovel to start digging the hole, but I can assure you it'll get there eventually. It'll get there eventually.
It's an amazing career you've had at a relatively young age. Three Melbourne Cups, three Everests, Caulfield Cup, Slipper, and you're on Tiger Moth in this year's Melbourne Cup as well. It could be the huge double that you've achieved before. What are you thinking about Tiger Moth, and what are the reports you're hearing out of Werribee?
Yeah, all good reports, and I'm looking forward to hopefully getting out there next week and having a sit on him some stage. And, he's trying a couple of weeks coming up. He's the outright favourite, and pardon me, he's only a lightly raced horse. We know that, but he would have done plenty of hard yards, and he would have learned the ropes, obviously, over there in the Coolmore stable in Ireland. So, as I've been able to do on cross counter, he was only lightly raced, and sometimes these horses from the UK, they might look like they're inexperienced, but in actual fact, they're old masters at their caper. So, I'm hoping that's the case with this horse.
Do you do much of the international form analysis? Do you have a look at him compared to the other internationals?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it helps to having been over there and got a bit of a handle on some of the races over there. And you know, when he ran second in the Irish Derby behind Santiago, he sort of highlighted to me that he's a quality horse. He probably should have beaten Santiago that day. And then that last start win was very impressive against older horses over a mile and a half. So you know, he ticked the box there for me with that win. And yeah, I was lucky enough to be able to get on him. So pretty excited, looking forward to his next start, obviously in the Cup.
Well, he's the favourite in the Lexus Melbourne Cup, and it's always hard to line these horses up, but we might get some type of form reference through Anthony Van Dyke, who ran so well with 58.5 in the Caulfield Cup. Who do you think is looking to be the main danger after a very elegant performance in a Caulfield Cup? And then we've got the Aussie X factors, such as Surprise Baby and Russian Camelot as well.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it unfolds. As you said, those two horses on Saturday in the Caulfield were great runs, and you know, they look the two quality horses going towards the Melbourne Cup. Does Russian Camelot stay 2 miles? I'm not sure. And, you know, Surprise Baby's obviously the other well-fancied local horse. So that'd be the you know, the top four to be worried about. And yeah, obviously Lucky Nineteen's going to play a big part.
When do you make the trip down to Melbourne? Because you're on Probabil in the Cox Plate, which would be a race that you would love to add to the mantelpiece.
Yeah, definitely. I got down late last night, so in Melbourne, yeah. And we've got the 5 days to get tested on Friday, and then hopefully ride Friday night, and then on to Saturday. So, Probabil, she'd done a bit of work up in Sydney. She's pulled up well since the Epsom. She's actually going to have a look around Moonee Valley tomorrow morning, and I've got the brother-in-law Paddy to have a sit on her. So, he's just going to give her a look around the valley, which is vitally important, I feel, for horses that have never been there. So. I'll be watching on the telly tomorrow morning to see how she gets around there. But, yeah, looking forward to the weekend too, Michael.
Gee, you've pulled the family ties to get Paddy down to ride tomorrow morning.
Well, I initially tried Stevie Arnold, but he was going to be busy and couldn't get there. And I thought, well, Paddy might have a couple of horses working there. And as it turned out, he's got two there to work later on in the morning. So he was able to step in and yeah, it was very kind of him.
Well, we can't wait to see you at the Valley on Probabil in the 100th running of the Cox Plate. Just final word, Les Bridge, 82 years of age. He's won a Melbourne Cup, Golden Slipper, the Everest. How special was that to win the race for him on Saturday?
Yeah, it was really special. You know, he's a great old gentleman, and I've enjoyed working alongside him with this horse. He's pretty cool, calm and collected, and as I said in the post-race interview, he didn't tie me down with any instructions. He didn't even give me any instructions. So it was really fun to have been able to get it home for him. And yeah, unfortunately we lost the horse, but hopefully Les can unearth another one in the coming months. He's still loving the game, Les, and I'm not sure what he'd be doing if he wasn't at Randwick.
Have you put your hand up with the owner and said, hey, look, you know, I know you want to travel around the world with this horse, I'll follow him?
Oh, yeah, don't worry. I've spoke to him a couple of times, and it'll be interesting to see. I'm not sure what the rigmarole is in regards to, you know, travel and whatnot to the international meeting, or whether they can have local jockeys only or outside jockeys as well. So just wait and see how it unfolds. But, yeah, he's a one in a million, this horse, so I'll be trying to follow him if I can.
Good on you, Kieran. Congratulations again on Saturday.
No worries. Thanks, Michael. Cheers.
Kieran McAvoy. Who